Good afternoon, everyone. John Curta here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Satellite Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. As summer gets underway, Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen is taking a proactive approach to promoting water safety across Michigan's Thumb, reminding residents and visitors that Lake Huron's beauty can quickly turn dangerous if conditions change. The sheriff's office is encouraging everyone to wear properly fitted life jackets, keep a close watch on children, and check the weather before heading onto the water. Boaters are also reminded to avoid alcohol and make sure safety equipment is on board and readily accessible. Sheriff Hansen is placing special emphasis on kayaking, noting that the open waters of Lake Huron can present unique hazards: strong currents, sudden wind shifts, cold water temperatures, and rapidly building waves can overwhelm even experienced paddlers. Kayakers are encouraged to wear a life jacket at all times, paddle with a partner when possible, and carry a communications device in a waterproof case, and stay close to shore rather than venturing into open water. The sheriff also says preparation and common sense are the best tools for preventing emergencies, helping ensure everyone enjoys a safe summer on the Thumb's Great Lake shoreline. He says his deputies love meeting the public, but would rather not meet you under emergency circumstances. Let's make this the safest summer on record for the Thumb of Michigan. And in Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over a plea cutoff hearing for Tasha Jo Robles, who faced a charge of retail fraud in the third degree. Ms. Robles entered a plea of no contest. The factual basis for the charge, presented by Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani, detailed an incident on April 4th in Bad Axe. Ms. Robles entered a Walmart, selected two packages of spare ribs, and at the self-checkout, scanned only one. This skip scan was observed by loss prevention officer. Ms. Robles was intercepted past the final point of sale. The total loss for the items was $10.56, which the people are seeking in restitution. Judge Ferris accepted the no-contest plea, finding it was made knowingly, voluntarily, accurately, and understandably with a proper legal basis. The court has scheduled a probation interview and recommendation with sentencing set for Thursday, July 2nd, 2026. When we come back from the Satellite Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Hi, I'm Nicole Miller, administrator at Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. Choosing care for a loved one is one of the most important decisions a family can make. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we take that responsibility seriously. We're more than a medical facility. We're a welcoming home where compassion, dignity, and quality care come first. We offer both short-term rehabilitation and long-term care, supported by an experienced medical team and enhanced by on-site physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, all conveniently available under one roof. Our focus is simple: providing personalized care that supports comfort, recovery, and quality of life. We're here to nurture, here to care. Your health is our mission. To learn more, visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or call 810-648-3017. Sanilac Medical Care Facility, because your loved ones deserve the best.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, in Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Heather Marie Bender. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani presented a plea offer to Ms. Bender, represented by Attorney Martin Porzendek. The offer included a guilty or no contest plea with a 120-day delay sentence. Upon satisfactory completion of the delay period, charges would be dismissed. Conditions required Ms. Bender to enroll in and complete the Thinking Matters program and perform 12 hours of community service. Ms. Bender declined this offer. Consequently, the court will schedule the matter for a jury trial, including a final pretrial, and will notify all parties. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life.